investigating that and sort of ended up finding out that I had a nodule on my thyroid gland. So that was a bit of that put the brakes on everything musically for me.
Did
so,
you worry about it as a singer that that might affect your ability to sing?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it because when I found out later the risks in getting doing thyroid surgery,
yeah.
Your vocal nerves sort of pass down through there. So
that would be nightmare stuff.
It
mate.
Is not. It was a nightmare. It's the worst time of my life. But yeah, I got through all of that, and now I've finally gotten to record the album. Finally, and yeah, so everything's getting mixed and will be mastered pretty soon.
We'll come to the new album shortly. I want to dive back further. How do you are you self-taught guitar? It's like how do you do drumming and then become a guitarist? Yeah. Totally different gigs.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a few like you know Dave Grohl and all that sort of stuff has done it, and yeah, it's been countless people that have done it. But I am self-taught guitar in back when I was playing drums with my brother.
Sure.
Yeah, it was my I've come from a musical family, so my dad played music. His dad played music.
You're an ear player, yeah? Sorry? You play by ear?
Yeah. I don't read any music, so.
Yeah, ditto.
Yeah.
Used to. I was playing piano when I was 10. I could read the music. Not now.
Yeah.
All totally like you, by ear. Mm. To throw another spanner in the works, you're visually impaired as well.
Yeah. So I was born legally blind, so that's another challenge. But yeah, it's sort of I don't know, life sort of.
It doesn't stop you. You actually use it. You seem to use that as impetus to just get in, kick the doors open, and keep going.
Well, you have to. I mean, yeah, if you sort of hang around and mellow sort of too much on anything, you know, it's
all
not
right.
good. It's not good. So you just got to get on with life and yeah.
No, good. Good. What can I say? Inspirational. Now, let's get to the new album. You've recorded it in Cairns.
Yes.
You've got a whole... you were saying getting coordinated with all the other musos and all that sort of stuff has had its challenges, but you have gone through the process. Anyone who's recorded any sort of music, it's not romantic.
It's no.
Bloody hard work.
It is, yeah.
Not only coming up with the whole construct, but also getting it down metronomically correct and all the rest of the music stuff, and trying to get that feel across on the eventual CD that comes out.
That's it. You're sort of trying to get that image of the stuff that's in your brain and that you sort of have been spent time playing live, just solo.
Yeah.
And then putting it into a band sort of form on a record. So
do you hear that in your head when you're playing it solo? Do you hear the drum part, the bass part, the whatever bit?
You do. And, I mean, I spent a long time recording demos for the album as well. So when I was living in Brisbane. So I'd spent a long time sort of perfecting the songs and getting them right, sort of arrangements and stuff like that. So
all right. Well, you're going to – you've brought your axe in.
I have,
Music speak for guitar, listener. And you're going to crack us a new song. What, no one's heard this before?
No, I thought I'd play one that's not out there or anything yet. So this is on the album. It's a song called Staying at Home.
Excellent.
And so, yeah, it's sort of a song for all the hermits out there, I guess, when you want to sort of get out of the house and, yeah.
All right, so here he is, live in the studio, Robert Seney, Innisfail musician, off the new album. Go for it.
I see a train coming my way. I'm a wrecked trail hiding underneath my bed of faith. Make excuses, always regret them all. I'm just a screw up on the kitchen floor. Lock me away in the dark. I'm running ghosts in the park. Give me away where you are. I'm looking for a place to go. Don't wanna stay. Don't wanna be alone. I swear these walls have grown. Staying at home, I'm so predictable. Just sitting by the phone. Don't wanna be alone. Staying at home. maxed out my credit on eBay. Shuffle songs, I'm my very own DJ. Hey, need to get out. I'm never gonna break this mold. I'm a broken record in a digital world. Drive me away in your car, any place long as it's far. Let's stay up late with the stars to watch the new day head and star. Don't wanna stay at home, don't wanna be alone. I swear these walls have grown, staying at home. I'm socially prone, nobody cares at all. I'm singing like a stone, staying at home. Whoa, I trade my move and my couch, my beer, my wine for a front seat window, sun tan on my thighs. Highs, it's you and I in the road, the road. Long way round, just not home, not home. Lock me away in the dark. I'm running ghosts in the park. Give me a way where you are. I'm looking for a place to go. Don't wanna stay at home. Don't wanna be. I swear these walls have grown, staying at home. So much for me to know, being my number boss. Get out of here, let's go, and staying at home. Whoa, you and I in the road, the road. Take the long way round, just not home, not home.
Robert Sini, 4KZ, The Breakfast Experience. Mate, what a... I love the tonality of your voice.
Oh, thanks very much.
It's awesome. I also noticed, too, on your guitar, you've got some stuff, because you're vision impaired, as we said, helps you find the frets. Is that correct?
I've got some stickers on my neck and my guitar, but I've only started doing that like probably a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Because the dots on, as you would know, dots on the guitars are pretty small. So yes. I know a lot of guys that struggle even that aren't vision impaired. Especially on a dark stage too, if you're playing on a dark stage. Yeah.
Oh, people think when you're on stage that you can see for miles, where you've got these spotlights in your face, you usually can't see past your toes.
Yeah, that's it.
Robert Sini is in the studio. We'll come back. We'll pay some bills, mate. Just hang there and we'll come back and have a finish off chat. 10 to 8.
Too easy.